It's time for the emergency break of the week.
FSU is another stadium I've been to. Walker, right? Doak Campbell, Doak Walker? Which one of those?
I don't know if it would be Doak Walker.
Okay, so it's Doak Campbell then.
All right. Because that would be odd for them, Florida State, to name their stadium after the TCU dude.
Okay.
That moment when programming is rocked to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Again, Doak Walker go to TCU?
You know, this team is just not that good.
This SMU.
I'm sorry, I knew SMU was in my head.
There are so many steering wheels getting pounded.
Hashtag Doak problem.
Yeah. It seems good talent is hard to find.
SMU!
So many tight grip steering wheels right now.
Oh, they were typing as soon as I said it. I was like, that didn't sound right once it came out of my mouth. Okay. Doak Walker, SMU.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
But Doak Walker's not known for going to SMU, though, is he?
He built a house for SMU. It's a 3-2 in Lakewood. Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. All right, fellas, what is the toughest job at the Ticket?
Mine.
No.
Oh.
Mine?
We've always said producer for the midday show, used to be called Bad Radio, now the Hang Zone. And that's now the job of Blake Jones.
Hip fans.
Hip fans.
See, he's getting dogpiled on that daily.
Blake.
And they laid out on him this week, and he tried to make a Nathan For You reference, Gordo, and Jake and Dan laid out on him.
Like, do you feel like
the car
is every athlete there a better athlete than Blake? Every jockey?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Thanks, man.
Although you've pointed out a horse would buckle under the
the
today's
girth.
Blake, the 2021 Blake.
Not if I was wearing the Nathan Fielder balloons. Guess you had to see it. Do you want to hear about my weekend as you're laying out on me?
Here he goes.
If Julie's done.
Yeah, I'll be done. Let's hear about
Are you done?
Weekend.
I thought that would be a pretty safe
what's
joke
wrong
for
with
him.
That?
Dan's into that show. I thought he would laugh hysterically at that.
What, has Blake gained weight or something?
I guess so. I haven't seen Blake in a long time.
Well, he's got a kid, right?
No.
Oh.
Not that I know of.
I thought he did.
It is a tough gig. That, but... So Fernando has been our producer for 25 years. That's unbelievable. So in 25 years, do you know how many producers that midday show has had?
8.
27.
Yes.
That's not true.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's not true.
That
you made that up.
More than one a year.
Yeah, he's just trying to contribute to the show, and they just lay out on
it. That just shows what a hard job it is, because it's such incredible turnover.
That's my guy, Blake. As a matter of fact, he'll be producing a fun house this Saturday night.
Really?
10 to midnight. Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm. Your guy. When did he become
my
guy?
Since we started the show together.
You and Blake founded the fun house together.
Yeah.
So okay. he's your guy.
He's
since,
a founding member.
He's your guy since this upcoming Saturday.
That's right.
What producer could I
since
pick
way back to this upcoming Saturday
and produce my show? Blake. Yeah, we'll just keep picking on him because he gets picked on enough.
Can't stand.
All right, one
Can't
more time.
Stand. Like, do you feel like
the car
is every athlete there a better athlete than Blake? Every jockey?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Thanks, man.
Although you've pointed out a horse would buckle under the
the
today's
girth.
Blake, the 2021 Blake.
Not if I was wearing the Nathan Fielder balloons. Guess you had to see it. You want to hear about my weekend as you're laying out on me?
Here he goes.
If Julie's done.
Yeah, I'll be done. Let's hear about
Are you done?
Weekend.
Maybe we need that as a
Pittsburgh.
Drop. Yeah, that's kind of a back to Pittsburgh. Not if I was wearing the Nathan Fielder balloons.
Oh, what's the back to Pittsburgh? I want to hear that again.
We're back to Pittsburgh.
When we were talking about something, just the way you said it was very robotic.
Hey, Jer, how long have you been our board op? Or like 8 years, 9 years?
21.
Yep, 21. And Sean, you've been our ticker guy for 3-4 years now?
Almost 7.
Seven. Isn't that amazing stability on this morning show?
It is. It really, really is. All right, there's Blake as candidate number one. Also from the Hang Zone, Dan. And I hate to do this because I think this is long hauler syndrome, but for some reason, Dan thought May was Movember.
What?
Yeah, give this a listen.
I forgot about Movember, too. I hope...
What?
I hope cancer doesn't do well this year. Movember, you grow a mustache because you're against cancer.
Yeah, but that's like...
Or wait.
5 months from now,
yeah, you're
dude.
Right.
What's he doing?
I thought we did one in May. What did we call it in May?
Movember?
All right, well, no, never mind then. I just totally...
I'm going to dump all this.
What's happening?
And let's restart.
I was thinking that over the weekend. These are just random thoughts I had over the weekend that I wish I had a mustache. I was
2-1-4-5-2-3 so crow.
I was looking at my face and wishing I had a mustache and thinking, oh man, it's June. I just missed it.
Just because of the...
Because it was Movember.
The calendar M? Can be tricky like
yeah,
that.
I think the M.
Anyways.
Maystache? Is that what you're thinking
Maystache.
About?
Is that a thing?
Hell yeah, it's a thing.
Okay.
I don't know
because
what
I
for.
Think...
is that a thing?
Because somebody
maystache?
Had...
Never heard of that.
I had neither. I think, but in Dan's defense, he is maybe having some long hauler hangover, and I have to think about really what month it is. If y'all have that problem, like, where are we? Summer?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, a friend of mine did, and that's why I was bringing it up.
Maystache, according to the Urban Dictionary, is when men and some eligible women sport mustaches. And can be considered celebratory in the month of May.
I'm but it's so not, confused.
But it's
also, right now.
It's this, not to fight cancer.
The second definition of it is when two people are having sex and
I don't need another
man
one of your terms. No.
Goes potty.
No. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. All right, there is Dan as candidate number two. And then candidate number three. I didn't see this happen. I just heard it because I wasn't looking at Gordo at the time. But apparently he almost knocked out a tooth live on the air this week.
Is this a big start of constant cyber attacks from criminal entities?
Oh, jeez.
What happened?
Hit myself in the face with the microphone.
Why?
Because I thought it was going to be arousing. No. Sorry, my lip's bleeding, I think. Will the Musers get hit with a ransomware attack?
Whoa. That seems to happen with you and your either your headphones or the microphone back at the studio used to hit you once in a while.
I used
too.
To have snap headphones that
snap
you really had
you.
To pry apart to put on your head.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I would lose my grip on one side of them and they would snap in my face, like on my nose. It was so painful.
All right, one more time.
And it hurt me.
Is this a big start of constant cyber attacks from criminal entities?
Oh, jeez.
What happened?
I hit myself in the face with the microphone.
Why?
Because I thought it was going to be arousing. No. Sorry, my lip's bleeding, I think. Will the Musers get hit with a ransomware attack?
Such a weird shift.
It really is. Kind of reminds me of when we almost had a fire in studio that one time when the studio host got too close to a candle.
Ho, mo.
It's oh, mo.
Oh.
Not.
You sure?
Not ho.
Well, those are your three candidates, Blake, Dan, or Gordo. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I would like to vote for Dan and the Movember mustache.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the break?
Am I on my radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Unreal.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Muses, I want to vote for Dutch Panameter, just so you know. And y'all have a happy life day at the Muses Bunker. Love you.
Uh-oh, losing the voice in the end. Evan's a problem.
I guess that's a Blake vote. I don't know. Are they friends, Blake and Dutch Panameter?
I don't think so.
They sound a lot alike.
They do sound a lot alike. Yeah, a little bit. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah.
What's all happening? Right. Hi, you're on ticket radio.
So, guys, I'm trying to grow a mustache here, you know, and just having fun now. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Who's this?
I think that's supposed to be Dan.
Oh.
Hey, you guys doing it? You guys doing okay today?
Yeah, we got it. We got it, fake Dan. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hi, users.
It's quadruple fake Tiger.
Hey, I'm doing 112 down I-30 coming your way.
Okay.
Be careful.
And I'm gonna vote for Gordon.
All righty. Thank you. Well, he voted.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Good morning, fellas. I'd like to vote for Dan McDowell. Have a blessed day.
Oh, thank you.
That's how you vote, right there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hello, friends. The Musers. It's Jim Nance. Can you believe it was time for Phil Mickelson to hold off the hands of time on his way to another PGA championship? But now, let me responsibly vote for the great golfer, Blake Jones.
Great golfer.
He is a great golfer.
Is he?
He's wild. He's capable of hitting a 400-yard drive or hitting it 80 yards out of bounds.
He's the ticket's Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah. He lets it all hang out. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, this is off-season Alexander Ovechkin, greatest hockey player in all of the world. And today I'd like to vote for Dan McDowell, but first put on phone Great Gordoff.
What's that?
Great Gordoff.
Yes.
This is taking too long.
What's going on?
What do you want to say to the Great Gordoff?
I'm having a hard time breathing. I gotta punch out.
Okay, thanks, man.
Well, he was honest about
it. Appreciate it, pal.
Hi, you're on ticket AM, FM, and stream.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Dan's May mustache rides and Hooter Brown.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Maystache Dan wins.
I forgot about Movember, too. I hope...
What?
I hope cancer doesn't do well this year. Movember, you grow a mustache because you're against cancer.
Yeah, but that's like...
Or wait.
5 months from now,
yeah, you're
dude.
Right.
What's he doing?
I thought we did one in May. What did we call it in May?
Movember?
All right, well, no, never mind then. I just totally...
I'm going to dump all this.
What's happening?
And let's restart.
I was thinking that over the weekend. These are just random thoughts I had over the weekend that I wish I had a mustache.
214-523 Crow.
I was looking at my face and wishing I had a mustache and thinking, oh man, it's June. I just missed it.
Just because of
because it was Movember.
The calendar can be tricky like
yeah,
that.
I think the M.
Anyways.
Maystache? Is that what you're thinking?
Maystache.
Is that a thing?
Hell yeah, it's a thing.
I don't know because what I for.
Because somebody had put on the Soch a picture of me, I think it was 2 years ago to the day, and it was during May, and I had an awesome mustache.
Okay.
And yes, that now reminds me that it's called Maystache and not Movember.
I like the phrase, I was looking at my face and wishing I had a mustache. You don't hear that very often. How many wins is that for Dan?
That is his 35th win. He is 35 ahead of Alec Drake.
Alec will never catch him.
Never. Never.
All right. It's 8:09 on the ticket. This is the biggest weekend for the Mavericks in 10 years.